The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Say it with me. Thank God it's Monday.
The Upstate's live, local source for breaking news and what to think of it. Welcome to The Morning Answer. Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the WeSellKiwi.com studios. A 94.5 The Answer.
Lots to cover in this second hour of the Morning Answer on this beautiful Monday morning. You don't necessarily need a poll to tell you just how bad things are with Joe Biden. I played for you a minute ago audio from a concert in New York City where Nancy Pelosi was literally booed as she took the stage. Again, this is how tone-deaf the Democrats are. You've got a group of people on a beautiful evening in New York City there to hear good music. Nancy Pelosi thinks she's doing them a favor by showing up to talk to them about climate control. And they're booing her off the stage. Literally, booing her off the stage. And she's just standing there. She keeps talking. This is how out of tune the Democrats are. And I think it's going to pay off in just, 42 days left. They continue to want to make abortion a key issue in November. And that is an important issue. But polls are showing that abortion is down the list from some of the top issues. And just as Bill Clinton said many years ago, is the economy stupid? Wasn't it Bill Clinton who said that? Or one of his top advisors? It is the economy. Inflation, crime, immigration. And ABC's Washington Post poll just confirmed that again over the weekend. And guess what? Those are issues that Republicans are going to win on. Tommy's telling me James Carville is the who said that in 1992. And of course, James Carville was the architect of the Clinton rise to fame and power. Well, if you don't believe that the Democrats are delusional, yesterday on this week on ABC, you had anchor George Stephanopoulos reporting on his network's what they would consider, I'm sure, devastating new poll. And I know it pained George Stephanopoulos to read the results, but hey, they are what they are. The poll shows that 30% of registered voters approve of Joe Biden's performance as president, 36%. That's a low number, and that's certainly not a number or a record that many Democrats want to run on as they are grasping for life going into November the 8th. So you had George Stephanopoulos trying to explain away why in all the different categories Joe Biden is underwater. On his, he calls it the powerhouse roundtable. You had former New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie, who made clear how bad the polls were looking for congressional Democrats. Christie told the story of talking to a local farmer who told him that since Biden had got into office, his diesel fuel costs had shot up 222%. and that his nitrogen cost, the fertilizer, was up 262%. And, of course, we know that those costs, that farmer has to pass those on to the consumers buying his product. Stephanopoulos then turned to Donna Brazile, the former Democrat. Now she's one of the talking heads, saying, is there any argument that the Democrats can make that's going to make inflation not the top issue for voters? Donna Brazile, she literally sits there and tries to make the case that Joe Biden has done, in her words, a fabulous job on the economy. Listen to this exchange, and this shows you just how delusional and how far-reaching the Democrats are having to grasp to try to hold on to any possibility of keeping a majority come November the 8th.
Numbers that I looked at, George, was the president at 36 on his approval rating, 21 points underwater, that 74% of the people in the poll said the economy is bad, as they characterize it, and that it's the top issue to 84% of the people. That's all bad news for the Democrats in that poll. And I will tell you, I was talking to a family farmer this week, just to put what we have to look forward to. He said since Biden got into office, his diesel fuel costs are up 222% on his farm, and his nitrogen costs are up 262%. That's not only bad for them and their ability to make money, but worse, it's going to hit us in supermarkets all over this country. This is hardly over. And that's what these numbers are telling. People are feeling that, and they're going to vote that way, and that's not good for the Democrats.
Is there any argument that Democrats can make that will make inflation not the top issue on voters' minds as they go to the polls?
I mean, look, I think Democrats understand that the stakes are high. This is a consequential midterm, and we know we have to defy history. That being said, look at the alternative. What are the Republicans planning to do to harm you, to harm the economy? Joe Biden has really done a fabulous job, I think, in making sure that everyday Americans can feel the things that he's doing, whether it's lowering gas prices, making sure that our supply chain is now moving forward. He just stopped a rail strike, which really would have crippled our economy. So look, we know we have a big job to do in motivating people to get out to vote, but most importantly, Joe Biden is playing the long game. That's why I'm still with
Julie
Joe
Pace,
Biden.
We just
I'm riding with Biden, baby.
Riding with Biden, baby. And they pay her to do that. They pay her to offer her opinion on things like that. And she literally says that Joe Biden is doing a fabulous job on the economy. Which numbers do you think she's looking at? Which numbers do you think Donna Brazile has access to that you and I don't? You think Donna Brazile has noticed when she fills her car up with gasoline what it cost her? Of course, she may be one of those who just plugs her car in to an electrical outlet somewhere. But that's going to cost her more. How can a Democrat with a straight face say that Joe Biden has done a fabulous job on the economy? I mean, I realize that they're considered spin doctors, that they have to try to put a positive light on things. But do they really believe that the American people believe that? Just as Chris Christie was telling the story of this farmer? Do you think there's any way that anybody could convince this farmer who's paying 220% more on diesel fuel costs for his tractors and trucks? Is there anything that you could say that's going to convince him that Joe Biden has done him a favor? That Joe Biden has done something that has helped him? That's why you're paying what you're paying for eggs, for a gallon of milk, for fruits and vegetables. Everything that that these farmers produce, that's why it is very expensive. That's why some families have had to change their vacation plans or maybe even cancel their vacation plans. That's why as we head into, you know, I love these cool days, the cool days of fall. But it also means winter is around the corner. And thankfully, those of us here in the upstate of South Carolina, Western North Carolina, Northeast Georgia, we have fairly mild winters. But what if you were in one of the what if you were in Chicago or New York or one of these states that has more severe winters and you're dreading having to pay what it's going to cost them for fuel to heat their homes? Maybe there'll be a cold snap just prior to November. Let them get a little taste of it. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't know how Donna Brazile can make a statement like that. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this Monday morning. Lots to talk about. Nancy Pelosi. That's the funniest thing. I wish I had a way to show you. Maybe we should stream part of the show sometimes so that I could show you the actual video of Pelosi standing on that concert stage in New York City being booed. Nobody was in the mood to hear Nancy Pelosi talk about climate change, to hear Nancy Pelosi talk about how great the Biden administration was. 877-235-9405. Meanwhile, you had the vice president trying to convince you that abortion really is the most important issue going into November, to the point that she said, hey, for all of you who have an issue with abortion because of your religious beliefs, forget about those. It's okay. You don't have to, you can forget about your religious beliefs temporarily to get past this whole abortion issue. She literally said it. Not in those exact words, but that's what she meant. I'll share that with you up next. It's 7:16 on this Monday morning.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
I got one of the most touching text messages over the weekend. And I can't share it with you yet because I haven't gotten permission from the lady, but I can kind of give you the gist of it. She had texted me over the weekend about her success with PhD weight loss and nutrition. And she talked about how she had reached out to PhD early on. This was earlier in the year after hearing me talk about it and raving about what a great program it is, and how caring and responsive the whole team was, but Dr. Ashley Lucas herself, Dr. Lucas, the owner of this, and look, Dr. Lucas is a very busy person. She has three locations, Greenville, Asheville, Charlotte, to manage, plus all of the virtual, Mike Gallagher's rolled this out on his show, and so they have the whole division of doing their coaching virtually. But Dr. Lucas cares about people. And that was the gist of this lady's text, is how caring the whole team at PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition was. They brought her in. They taught her about the program. She's lost 30-plus pounds. And she said, I would have never done this had I not heard about it on The Morning Answer. And she's getting healthy. That's the important thing. She's getting healthy. You too can. You can do the same thing. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in sports nutrition and chronic disease. She's a registered dietitian, and she's a very caring person. She wants you to be as healthy as you possibly can, and she and her team will help you get those results. What I loved about PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition was the fact that they provided 80% of the food, and it was just part of the program, no additional cost, during the weight loss phase. I lost 30 pounds in just a matter of months, and just over two years now, I've maintained that. The whole program, it focuses on removing the inflammation from your body. So it can help things like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes can be reduced, sometimes eliminated. If you're looking to get healthy, if you're looking to change your life, now's a great time to do it as we head into to Thanksgiving, and Christmas will be just around the corner. By then, you can be looking trim, fit, and healthy again. Call them today, 864-252-4925, 864-252-4925, or go to myphdweightloss.com. Do it today. Set up your consultation, and you can start your journey to better health and to weight loss. 864-252-4925. It's 719.
Hey, Upstate. It's time to wake up. Here's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5. The Answer.
/7:23 on the Big Rock text line. Meg from Columbia says, good morning. I must say it blows my mind that we can't easily take back both the House and the Senate under these circumstances. This should be one of the easiest election cycles for Republicans. Why are races even close? Are we not aggressive enough? Are we putting enough money behind the candidates? If it's so hard to win this election, then future elections look even more out of reach. I must say this is stressful and bewildering. We're going to do it, Meg. Don't get stressed out. We can do it. The reason it is close is because, you know, for years now, you basically have had pretty much a hardcore base for each party around 40%. So that other 20% are independents who, depending on what is going on in the nation, whether it's the economy, whether it's crime, whether it's immigration, those are some of the swing issues that will push them in one direction or the other. But it's always, for years now, both parties have started with about a 40% base. And it's just a toss-up for who can attract the others, those swing voters. Phil says that Biden is fabulous, just doing a fabulous job destroying the economy. That's in response to Donna Brazile claiming that Joe Biden has done a fabulous job. I don't know how you can say fabulous and Joe Biden in the same sentence. Dennis says if Donna Brazile really believes what she said, that 38% is a good number for Joe Biden, all good for her. Will win every single contest as long as they're setting the bar high. Texter says, when asked a question, all these Democrat mouthpieces can say is, what will Republicans do? Just look back about 4 years ago and you'll see what Republicans will do. And by the way, Kevin McCarthy laid out the Republican plan on Friday in his commitment to America. And I got to say, there's some good stuff in there. We're going to jump back into that in just a minute. Portions of today's show brought to you by the Bank of Travers Rest. The Bank of Travers Rest is our community bank. They provide all your banking needs from personal checking and savings accounts to home mortgages, commercial banking. Again, with that focus on small businesses. If you're a small business contractor, the Bank of Travers Rest would love to have you doing business with them. They also help you with your investment management. Learn more about my bank because I want them to be your bank at bankoftraversrest.com. Bank of Travers Rest, member FDIC. White House correspondent for Fox News, Peter Ducey. You know, he has provided some of the best challenges to this dummy, Karine Jean-Pierre, that the White House hired to be their press person. She can barely read what's in her briefing book. You get her off, she's kind of like her boss, Joe Biden. You get her off script, and you never know what's going to come up. So the Democrats and the vice president was out on the campaign trail over the weekend as well. And we'll start with the vice president, where she literally says, hey, if you're having trouble with the abortion issue, because again, the Democrats want to make abortion one of the top issues. The vice president says, if you're having trouble with that because of your religious beliefs, well, just forget about your religious beliefs. Don't worry about it. You can for this one time, just forget about what you believe God's word says about life. Here's the vice president.
Wisconsin will help decide the future of our country, and that is what Wisconsin does. The election is in 47 days. Here in Wisconsin, you have a critical Senate race, and Mandela Barnes, when he wins, will help tip the balance so that we can pass voting rights, the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, to ensure that all people have unfettered ability, if they are legally eligible to vote, to actually vote and not have this obstructive tactics that we've seen. When we look at a woman's right to make decisions about her own body, we need two additional seats in the Senate, one of which will be Mandela Barnes, to say, listen, let's stop playing politics with women's bodies. You don't have to change your faith or abandon your faith or your deeply held beliefs to agree. The government should not be telling a woman what to do with her body.
Yeah, you don't have to forget about your beliefs on abortion. You don't have to forget about your beliefs on murdering innocent children to stand up against the government. I mean, they're working so hard to try to make abortion the biggest issue, because polls show that if a voter goes into the poll and they have a choice between a Democrat and a Republican, unfortunately, if abortion is top of mind, they're going to pull the Democrat lever. Unfortunately. But guess what? All of the polls are showing that abortion is not top of mind. And so that's why you have the vice president out there trying to make it top of mind. That's why you have White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre trying to make abortion the primary issue. Up next, I'm going to share with you a back and forth between Peter Ducey and Jean-Pierre, when Ducey simply tried to get Jean-Pierre to say, when does Joe Biden think that abortion is not appropriate? Is it 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 15 weeks, 20 weeks? At what point does Joe Biden think that you shouldn't have an abortion? She won't answer the question. That's up next. It's 7:30 on The Morning Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.